10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 17 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Presented by ControlMyCare.info. Running south on Lakeshore Drive, getting into town. And without further ado, Aging Info Radio and your host, Sue Z. Zawacki.
Welcome to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. And yes, I am Sue Z. Zawacki, your host. And every week, if you've just tuned in to Aging Info Radio, I invite expert guests on, and they teach us many things about and for our aging journey. And if you prefer to listen to our show on the web, just go to aginginforadio.com and hit the listen button there at the bottom of our homepage where you can stream it live. And after we air, it all goes up on podcast right there on our site. Again, that's aginginforadio.com. Well, we have another beautiful Sunday, and today we're going to talk about eye and ear health with my guests. And there's so many myths around both of these. We're going to try to debunk some of those myths and get to the truth. And I wear readers, and some days it seems I can't find my readers or my vision's better than others. And, you know, it does make sense because some days you're better than you are on other days. And of course, lighting always does come into play. But my first guest is a natural vision improvement educator. His name is John Monroe, and he is a 20-year veteran with an incredible program. It's Dr. Deborah Banker's Natural Vision Improvement Program. Welcome, John, to Aging Info Radio.
Yeah, hi. How's it going today, Sue?
It's going well. I love your program. It's very interesting. I'd like to know, let's just get right to it. What can be done to improve eye problems or being near or farsighted?
Right.
What do you see here non-surgically?
Well, I met Dr. Banker back in the early 90s, like 91, and I started working with her full-time in 1993, so I've been doing this over 20 years now. And she developed the Self-Help Vision Care Kit, and it's basically used for improving nearsightedness, farsightedness, presbyopia, which is trouble reading small print. And we also use it for amblyopia, lazy eye. It's also used to help get more energy and blood circulation to the eye, which can help with eye diseases like macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, retinitis pigmentosa. We also work with glaucoma and cataracts. So there's a lot of different eye problems out there, but that's some of them. And it's for all ages. You know, adults get these kits, and they can learn how to use them and teach their children. I think the youngest boy working with this program is 4 years old. So it's for all ages. We've had people in their children, adults, seniors, people in their 80s and 90s work with this. And we also use attitude changes, lifestyle changes, environmental changes. We also go into diet, nutrition, supplements, herbs, vitamins, Chinese herbal medicines that we've been using for years. And we've helped reverse eye problems and halt the progression of them. If we catch these problems in early stages, the eye diseases and things, it's a lot easier to reverse them. And then depending on how strong your prescription is on your glasses and contacts and bifocals and readers, that determines how long it will take to eliminate your need for the glasses.
Which leads me to a question, John. I'm here with John Monroe. He is a natural vision educator with the Self-Help Vision Care Kit, Dr. Banker. DrBanker.com. But I'd like to know, I'm real curious, glasses. So you wear a pair for a while, and then your eyes get weaker. And do they cause or accelerate eye disease?
Well, they let the problems get worse. They just help you see better, but they don't do anything to help the problem. And as your prescriptions get stronger and stronger over time, you're becoming more blind. So if you're nearsighted and you wear glasses to see far away, and you're getting stronger prescriptions every few years, you're just becoming more nearsighted. and farsightedness is also caused by the glasses. And then reading glasses are used for presbyopia. That's when you have trouble reading small print. And we find people using reading glasses, trifocals, bifocals, progressive lenses for 10 years or more, they start developing cataracts and glaucoma from using them.
Mm-hmm.
And near and far sightedness is caused by the 6 outer eye muscles that move the eye around. And if you look up or down, left, right, any direction you can move your eye is done by the 6 outer eye muscles. And they can tighten up and hold tension. They're the only muscle in the body that does this. So they'll tighten up a little bit, they hold tension, and then they start squeezing the eye, and it becomes more elongated. It should be round, say like a golf ball. But as these muscles tighten up and hold tension over time, they're squeezing the eye more and more, and it's becoming more and more egg-shaped.
So these exercises actually improve the circulation, and that helps expand it back out to where it should be.
Well, it helps relieve the tension in the muscles. When you can improve blood circulation to the eye and the retina, that can help improve different retinal problems like macular degeneration and retinitis pigmentosa, diabetic retinopathy. But as you loosen the tension in these muscles, the eye starts going back to its normal round shape and you start seeing better. And then we teach you why these muscles are tightening up, what you're doing to cause these to tighten up, and you stop doing that.
And what's that?
Well, anger, stress, anxiety, tension, fatigue, you know, even lifting heavy weight incorrectly. There's a lot of things like that could cause the outer eye muscles to tighten up.
How about staring at a computer screen?
Yeah, you see, when you're always staring at the TV or the computer, or when you're driving, you're always looking straight ahead, you're just not moving your eyes around much. And the muscles are just sitting there. They're not getting any exercise. You know, even when people want to look at something, they'll turn their head to look at it instead of just moving their eyes to look at it. So the problem with the eye muscles is they're not getting enough exercise. The tension's building up in them. And then when you use the reading glasses, bifocals, trifocals, progressive lenses, when you can't see good up close, you know, it looks blurry. You run out and get a reader at the drugstore. You get some reading glasses from the doctor. And you put those on and you can read fine. You know, you can see the print. But there's a muscle inside of your eye. It's called the ciliary body. It's a sphincter muscle. It's like a rubber band. And it goes all the way around your lens in your eye. It's behind the colored part of the eye, the iris. And that lens is in a sac. And then all the way around the outer edge of the lens is this muscle. It goes all the way around it. And whenever you bring something up to read it or look at something up close, your brain notices that, and it sends a signal to the muscle. It tightens that muscle up, and when it tightens up, it squeezes the lens, and it bulges out and gets thicker. So when the muscle loosens up, the lens gets thinner. When the muscle tightens up, the lens gets thicker, and that's how you focus up close. It's a focusing mechanism in your eye, and most people don't even know it's there. So when you go and get a pair of glasses, you put them on, you can see better, but the brain won't move that muscle anymore. It just sits there because you can see with the glasses on. So the glasses paralyze that muscle. And what we find is when the muscle tightens and loosens and moves around to focus, it secretes fluids out of the muscle that nourish the lens, brings blood, oxygen, and nutrition into the lens. So when you paralyze that muscle from moving, you're not getting the blood, oxygen, and nutrition to your lens anymore. And after about 10 years of this, you can start developing cataracts.
Well, this is so interesting. I mean, it always comes down to movement, moving, exercise, even in the eyeball.
Now, when that muscle tightens up to focus, it pulls on the Schlemm's canal. And that's a canal all the way around the iris, the colored part of your eye. If you look in the mirror where the white part of your eye, the sclera, meets the colored part of the iris, all the way around the iris is a drain. It looks like a fine line. And that's called Schlemm's canal. And that lets the fluid out of the eye. As the fluid builds up in your eye, it comes through the pupil and it goes through the cornea area and it drains out into the sclera, the white part of the eye. So when you have trouble with that drain working and it gets blocked up and the pressure builds up in your eye, it's called glaucoma. So the muscle inside your eye, when it tightens up the focus, it pulls on the Schlemm's canal. It tugs on it and opens it, and it moves the tissue of the canal and keeps it pliable and healthy. So when you wear the glasses, the reading glasses, and you paralyze the muscle, it's not pulling on the canal anymore. And that's not good for it. And after 10 years or so, you can start developing open angle, closed angle, or narrow angle glaucoma from paralyzing the muscle with the glasses.
That's why they always say, you know, as you get older, you're definitely going to get glaucoma. A lot of that comes down to not exercising your eye or using Dr. Banker's eye program. We're going to talk more about this. We're going to find out about acupressure points and how they are used to reshape the eye here with John Monroe, the natural vision educator. Go to drbanker.com and check out all the information on their website. And there's a lot of testimonials. This program is absolutely amazing. All right here on Aging Info Radio.
Reject the notion that when people age, they're no longer active or productive. Embrace the revolutionary concept of senior living with Bright Oaks Group. A researched new approach to elder care, Bright Oaks differs from other senior communities. We believe all people possess potential no matter our age. As aging occurs, so do physical changes. But life remains dynamic and joyful, and we're encouraged to grow. At Bright Oaks, we celebrate each person each day. Visit brightoaksgroup.com to learn more.
GenCare Neighborhood Medical Centers focuses exclusively on Medicare-eligible seniors and wants to see their patients each month, whether healthy or sick. Would you like all of your medical services from one provider, such as prescriptions, x-ray and imaging, acupuncture, specialist care, and diagnostics? GenCare takes care of this so you don't have to go from doctor to doctor. Courtesy transportation provided for those who qualify, so getting to your appointment is hassle-free. GenCare Neighborhood Medical Center. 5 convenient Chicagoland locations. Visit GenCareMed.com.
Imagine having to move your 4-bedroom home into a 1-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615. Call now.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
This is Susie Zawacki, your host, and Bright Oaks is a different approach to aging and senior living. These communities focus on embracing each day to the fullest, celebrating the individual, and supporting each other as they continue to grow and engage with each other. Visit brightoaksgroup.com for more information. And their newest community in Aurora is opening soon. And you want to be at Bright Oaks Group because growing old is optional. Well, our show today is on eyes and ears. And we are on the eyes part with my guest, who is a natural vision educator, John Monroe, a world of wisdom when it comes to eye health. Their program is go to drbanker.com. It's a self-help vision kit. And John, I would like to know, how about the acupressure points? Are these points around your eyes used to help reshape the eye?
Yes, they can help relieve tension in the muscles that I was telling you about. And it also helps get more energy into the eye to help the cells. When you charge up the particles in the atoms, the cells can start growing.
So you learn the points that you use to press on, right. It helps to bring probably that blood flow back in, too.
Right. There's there's a whole chapter on acupressure in the manual, and there's other acupressure points on the body you can work on, but there are acupressure points around the eye socket, the temple area, under the cheekbone, and we have a chart that shows you where they are, and you can massage them, you can rub them with your fingertip for like the count of 10, and you can press and release on them for 10 times. And it helps to relieve the tension in the muscles. And it works really well. You can also get pen lights, a blue pen light or a red pen light with an incandescent bulb. And you can put that pen light right on the point and hold it there for the count of like maybe 60, maybe a minute. And it puts energy from the light into the pressure point and goes into the nerve and the meridian and can go in and help loosen the muscles.
And relieve the tension. Now, what about simple eye exercises that we could do to improve our vision while we're, say, watching TV? Or, well, you mentioned make sure you're moving your eyes watching TV, but walking or reading or eating or anywhere.
Yeah, most of our exercises in the kit, they're charts and drawings and things that you work with. But some tips are when you're watching TV, when a commercial comes on or something, get up and walk around a little. You know, look outside, move your eyes around. You know, don't just sit and stare at things like that. And on the computer, too, you should take a break every half hour for a few minutes and just get up and move around and look out the window and move your eyes around. And that can help your distance vision. And then when you're reading, or when you're eating food, if you look at your fork as you bring it up to your mouth to eat, that can help your near vision, your reading vision. It makes that muscle in your eye tighten up to focus on the fork. And there's all these little things you can do, like when you're walking down the street, you can outline your surrounding with your eyes and move the outer eye muscles around. And the reason people have trouble reading, the ciliary body in the eye I was talking about, it gets damaged from people staring at what they're reading. So if you watch someone reading a book, they hold it out in front of them one distance from their eye, and they stare at it and read it, and the muscle will tighten up the focus, and then it gets stuck there the whole time you're reading. So what the Chinese do, we learned, is when they read, every few minutes, they'll move their head back a few inches. Then they read for a few minutes, then they move their head forward a few inches. And they just keep doing that when they're reading or on the computer or working on something up close. And every time you move your head back and you move your head forward, the muscle in the eye has to move to refocus. So it doesn't stay, you know, tightened up the whole period of time you're reading. So you need to stop doing that, and that's what damages the muscle. That's why so many people are in reading glasses and bifocals and things in this country. It's an epidemic.
Now, diet, nutrition, exercise, well, we talked about exercise, supplements, how do all these come into play? Because if you go into a nutritional store, or a health food store, or even a drug store, and look for vitamins for the eyes, it's pretty much overwhelm.
Well, all your vitamins and minerals are good for the eyes. You want plant-based minerals, you know, minerals from rocks. Your body doesn't absorb them. And then, you know, there's vitamin D3 is real good for the retina. There's lutein that's real good for the retina. We use that for macular degeneration. Electrolytes, B vitamins, there's all types of things. Now I'm trying out this Arctic chaga. It's a mushroom that grows on the birch tree. And it's got 25 more times antioxidants in it than blueberries. And antioxidants are real good for the eyes. We use those to help improve cataract conditions and other things. So there's a lot of different things you can use. And coffee's full of tannic acid. Certain types of regular iced teas and black tea and chai tea have the tannic acid. And when you drink that, the tannic acid causes your blood vessels to tighten up and reduces circulation of blood in the kidneys, retina, brain, where all the fine micro blood vessels are, micro capillaries, and that's a big cause of macular degeneration is poor blood flow to the retina. Also, alcohol dehydrates the eye, can cause floaters and other retinal problems. Sugar is a big problem with the eye. When you eat a lot of sugar, you get sugar spikes. And then animal fats can clog up the blood vessels, plaque and calcium. So people don't realize they have these fine little blood vessels in their body, and they can get clogged up very easily.
Yes. Now, if somebody is nearsighted, sometimes that will contribute to a detached retina.
Yes.
How does all that come into play?
Well, when your eye is normally shaped, it's round like a golf ball. And then as the outer eye muscles tighten up and squeeze the eye, it becomes more egg-shaped. You know, it gets more elongated. In our manual, there's drawings of all these eye muscles and parts of the eye you can learn about. And there's drawings of a nearsighted eye and a normal eye. But as the eye gets more and more elongated and stretched out, the retina is the inner lining of the eye, and it's the thickness of tissue paper. So as the eye is getting more and more elongated, it's starting to put tension on the retina. And if the retina gets too much tension on it, it can actually tear, or it can get a big tear in it and detach. You know, the fluid in the eye can work its way under the retina and just detach the whole retina. And if you ever see any flashes of light with your eyes closed or open, you know, you're seeing these white flashes of light, that's a sign that there's tension on the retina. And if you ever lose a visual field in your eye, maybe part of your visual field is black or you can't see good out of it, that's also a sign of a detached retina. And you have to go to the doctor right away if you're having a detached retina. Go see a retinal specialist, because you only have a certain time to reattach that retina so it will heal back properly and work again. So if you wait too long, the retina won't reattach good, and you'll lose your sight in your eye.
Well, that's pretty heavy duty. So anytime you have anything going on like that, take action.
Right.
Now, you used a word, diopters. What is a diopter?
Well, diopters are the strength of your lenses or contact lens. It's usually like if you're nearsighted, it's going to have a minus sign for nearsightedness and farsightedness. You'll have a minus sign in front of the number, so it might be minus 2.00. So that's the strength of your lens. And then if you're using your reading glasses or a bifocal lens, there'll be a plus sign in front of the number. So it might be plus 1.500.
So that's what diopters are. It's a technical word. But I want to talk about, so we have enough time here, John Monroe is a natural vision educator. We'll be here in October, here meaning the Chicagoland area, at the Hilton Hotel in Northbrook, and for a workshop. And tell us real quick, John, about the workshop.
Well, the workshop's from 10 a.m. in the morning to 6 p.m. at night. And it's all day. We take a break for lunch from 1 to 2. And it's for, you know, I've had adults bring their 12, 14-year-old kids with them to the workshop, and they think it's great. And we go through the whole program. Me and my partner, Jeannie, she's a kinesiologist. We come out, and we actually do this workshop at a meeting room in the hotel. And the Hilton Hotel there in Northbrook's really nice, and that's October 15th. And if you go to our website and click on the workshop link, you can see where our workshops are. We do them in different cities. And if you go to the October workshop, you'll see where it is and the address. And there's also a description you can read about the workshop.
And do you get to leave with a self-help vision care kit?
Yeah, you get one of the kits at the workshop, and then you get the workshops, an 8-hour workshop. And most people are fascinated. Once they get there and see what it is, they can't believe it. You know, they come in there not knowing what to expect, but once we get going on this, they're just totally amazed.
Oh, that's so great. Well, thank you, John Monroe, and again, a natural vision educator, for being my guest today on Aging Info Radio. Thank you. And coming up next, I have the audiology doctor, Dawn Hyman. We're going to talk about ears all right here on Aging Info Radio.
Seniors Blue Book is a free resource guide available throughout Chicago's south suburbs, Will and DuPage counties. The Seniors Blue Book is here to help guide and educate its readers about the myriad of services and organizations that are here to help seniors age well. The Seniors Blue Book offers over 65 plus categories of resources, seniors housing and home health comparison grids, with many editorials written by local professionals. Call 708-515-8220 or visit their website, seniorsbluebook.com.
What? I owe how much before my health insurance pays? Help!
Join the thousands who offset their deductibles, co-pays, and other fees with healthcare services that save you substantially on your out-of-pocket costs. Doctor consults, dental, vision, prescription drugs, lab testing, and much more. Why pay more out-of-pocket costs when you don't have to? Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220. That's controlmycare.info or 877-582-2220.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check? paycheck going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor and Associates free seminar. You'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat. Call now.
One of the most difficult decisions you make as an adult is how to care for your parents. Finding the right environment for your loved ones can be challenging and frustrating. But with all the senior living options available, how do you choose the right senior home to care for them? Put your trust in Alternatives for Seniors. They will help you sort through all your options. Visit AlternativesForSeniors.com or call 888-WE-ASSIST. That's 888-932-7747 or AlternativesForSeniors.com.
Let's talk about simplifying your life. Let's eliminate the hassle and confusion of organizing and sorting out all your daily or weekly medication. You can now get a clinical pharmacist to prepackage your medication and deliver it to your front door with free shipping. Hey, if the medication costs the same, why not simplify your life? And that's not all. You also get dental, vision, and hearing aid benefits at significant discounts. Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220 and get started today.
Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantisprop.com.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Z. Zawacki.
And for my Sue Says today, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better, there are no do-overs, only start-overs. We are talking today about eye health and ear health, and my next guest who's going to talk about our ear health is Dr. Dawn Hyman. She is a doctor of audiology and the founder of Advanced Audiology Consultants located in Oak Brook, Illinois. And their website, before we get started, is helpingyourhearing.com. And welcome, Dawn, to Aging Info Radio, Dr. Dawn.
Thank you. Thank you, Sue.
Now, you're an expert audiologist, and you've been practicing for the past 16 years, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah, that's a while, and you evaluate and treat hearing disorders, and you also fit for hearing aids.
Correct.
Now, let's start with the simple basics. Of course, we all understand the importance of hearing, but I think as you get older, there's also an important factor there, and that is acknowledging that your hearing might be getting, you know, becoming less effective. Is that so?
It is so. It's a fact that over two-thirds of Americans over the age of 75 years of age have hearing loss.
Over two-thirds?
Yes.
Now, when you say they have hearing loss, is it like over 50% of their loss? Are there statistics that make it really, you know, high, or what do you see here?
It is enough that it affects them. Unfortunately, only 85% of all people with a hearing loss actually don't do anything about their hearing loss. And it is now considered a public health concern because so many people are not doing something about their hearing.
85%.
And it might affect their body.
That's high. 85% are not coming to see Dr. Dawn.
No.
Boy,
and the question is why.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of diseases that are linked to hearing loss. And I'm hoping that maybe by hearing some of these diseases, you may say, it might be worth my time to call Dawn. And her number is 630-930-1025. But let's talk about the diseases that are linked with hearing loss. What are some?
Well, first of all, there are hereditary hearing losses. Some people have it in their family, or they're born with it for an unknown reason. As we get older, however, heart disease has been linked with hearing loss. When there's lack of blood flow to the different organs of the body, it can affect those organs. And your ears are an organ of your body, and the lack of blood flow can affect, you know, the way that that organ is working. It affects how the hair cells are responding to sounds and sending the signal to the brain. Diabetes also can restrict blood flow, and it affects your ears. A lot of medications that people are taking have side effects for ringing of the ears, hearing loss, dizziness. Cancer treatments such as radiation therapy, cisplatin, which is chemotherapy, both have a side effect of hearing loss. If you have swelling of the legs, edema, you might be put on a medicine called Lasix. It, too, is considered ototoxic. It can affect your ears and your hearing. And it's not someone's fault. A lot of people, I think, are in denial of their hearing loss because they think the world will look at them negatively if they did something about their ears. But we're all getting older. We're all wearing reading glasses. What's an interesting fact is that more people have a hearing loss in this world than those who have vision loss.
Wow, that's some amazing statistics that I've never heard. Now, I'd like to know if dementia is linked to hearing loss in any way. Are you hearing anything about that?
Absolutely, yes. Thank you for bringing that up. It is a really big finding out of Johns Hopkins University and University of Pennsylvania. They've had some strong studies and showing that dementia, they think, are linking with hearing loss. There's a otolaryngologist in Johns Hopkins University named Dr. Frank Lin, and he has been compiling a lot of information and testing people's hearing and then also having their cognitive or brain function tested. And he has found in one study that for every 25 decibels of hearing loss equaled 7 years of aging. So if I have a friend and she and I both have our hearing tested and we both have our brain function tested for like dementia or cognitive abilities, if I have a 25 dB hearing loss, I can be acting 7 years older than her. If I have a 50 decibel hearing loss, which is just a moderate hearing loss, I can be acting 14 years older.
Oh, that's amazing information. I'm here with Dr. Dawn Hyman. She's a doctor of audiology in Oak Brook, Illinois. Her number is 630-930-1025. And we're going to talk about hearing aids coming up next. Everybody needs to give Dr. Dawn a call and make sure your hearing is good. All right here on Aging Info Radio.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints 2 issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at chicagohealthonline.com. Chicago Health Magazine, real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at chicagohealthonline.com. That's chicagohealthonline.com.
GenCare Neighborhood Medical Centers is the one place where Medicare-eligible seniors are treated like they are part of a family. GenCare provides a one-stop shop for all senior medical services, including compassionate primary care, on-site x-ray and imaging, prescription services, specialty care, and courtesy transportation for those who qualify. GenCare patients love their doctors. GenCare Neighborhood Medical Center, 5 convenient Chicagoland locations. Visit GenCareMed.com for more information.
Seniors Blue Book is a free resource guide available throughout Chicago's south suburbs, Will and DuPage counties. The Seniors Blue Book is here to help guide and educate its readers about the myriad of services and organizations that are here to help seniors age well. The Seniors Blue Book offers over 65 plus categories of resources, seniors housing and home health comparison grids with many editorials written by local professionals. Call 708-515-8220 or visit their website, seniorsbluebook.com.
A revolutionary new kind of senior living, Bright Oaks is a firm departure from stagnant elder care. At Bright Oaks, they say life happens here. They celebrate each moment as an opportunity for growth and joy, and each person is an active, participating member of their community. As we age, our physical abilities may change, but our spirits can and should remain engaged with the world around us. Visit BrightOaksGroup.com to see what senior living can be in Chicagoland.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Z. Zawacki.
Imagine having to move from your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it all by yourself. Now, imagine doing this when you're 80. Where would you start and who would you call? Mark Rantis is who you would call, your senior real estate concierge. In addition to getting your home sold, he will connect you to all the trusted professionals to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark Rantis at 847-606-5272. My guest is Dr. Dawn Heineman. We are talking, she is a doctor of audiology and the founder of Advanced Audiology Consultants in Oak Brook, Illinois. Her website is helpingyourhearing.com, and her phone number is 630-930-1025. Dr. Dawn, the statistics were stifling that you just left us with, but I'd like to know why more people aren't doing something about their hearing or really maintaining this as an important aspect of their health.
I often ask that question, and most people's answers are they're worried about what other people think about them. But my answer is, well, imagine if you had to go through life only hearing half of what people say. And then when you go to a restaurant or dinner and you can't hear what other people are saying, it kind of ruins the food. It makes you not want to go out as much.
Yeah,
and
less social.
It relates to social isolation.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. I mean, they would avoid any situation because of not being able to hear. Now, hearing aids, like all technologies and most products, have moved miles. And like when you say people are so afraid that other people will know that they have a hearing problem, sometimes you don't even notice these little tiny hearing aids.
That's correct. Most people don't notice that someone's wearing a hearing aid. I hear time and time again from my patients about how they're just giggling and excited about the fact that they had to show their friends that they were wearing hearing aids. No one knew they were wearing them. They're discreet. They do a lot for them. And it's amazing also they report about how they're now back in the conversation. They're smiling. They're standing up taller. If they work or volunteer, they're happy about the fact that they're now actually able to respond appropriately. If they go to a lecture, they're just a part of the community again. And it's the exact opposite of being sad and socially isolated.
Yeah, I would think, well, I'm just curious, what types of people do you see at Advanced Audiology?
We see patients of all walks of life, all ages. We have patients that are in their 20s. Today, I have a new patient on the schedule. He is 100. So hearing loss can affect you at different times of your life, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, there's also facts on baby boomers and hearing loss, and they said that this generation is more susceptible to losing their hearing than any prior generations. Have you heard that, or was that a myth?
No, it is true. Over time, our environment has become a lot louder, And the baby boomer generation also tended to partake in a lot of recreational noise exposure, like going to a lot of bands and rock concerts. Maybe they were in the military or worked in a loud city like Chicago with the diesel trains just commuting back and forth affects your ears.
Mm-hmm. So a large percentage of hearing loss is caused by noise pollution.
Absolutely.
That's what you see over and over. Is there anything that we can do health-wise that will help to improve our hearing?
You can try to wear hearing protection if you do go to a concert, if you're going to simply mow the lawn or use a leaf blower. If you're a recreational shooter, again, wearing hearing protection. If you go to the gym, and I know a lot of people are concerned with their health right now, it's January, and they go to the gym and there are a lot of people, a lot of treadmills, elliptical machines, and there's music going, there's TVs, and then they put iPods on and they crank the music up above all of that other sound, including, let's say, 15 treadmills, and they're actually damaging their hearing while they're exercising. So I recommend that people look at how loud they're turning their music up just when they're simply at the gym. And
listening to their iPod, you mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's not a good thing at all.
No, sometimes going for a quieter exercise routine or just trying to turn down the music is more helpful. However, on the flip side, some studies have shown that music just makes us happier. It motivates us. It stimulates your brain.
Stimulates the blood flow. It's good for
Absolutely.
Us. Yes,
it is good for us.
I mean, music does. It doesn't mean that you have to have it at the highest volume either.
Correct.
So there's a few things that you can actually do. What age do you recommend people start having their hearing checked?
Over the age of 45, you should start having your hearing checked about every 2 to 5 years. Over the age of 65, you should have it checked every other year. Over the age of 75, you should consider having it checked every year.
Yeah, and it's really being proactive with your health. If you catch a problem early on, you'll definitely be able to combat it a whole lot easier. And I'm here with Dr. Dawn Hyman, and we're going to get her words of wisdom, being a doctor of audiology, all coming up here next on Aging Info Radio. And her website, again, is helpingyourhearing.com, and her phone number is 630-930-1025. This is Aging Info Radio.
Let's talk about simplifying your life. Let's eliminate the hassle and confusion of organizing and sorting out all your daily or weekly medication. You can now get a clinical pharmacist to prepackage your medication and deliver it to your front door with free shipping. Hey, if the medication costs the same, why not simplify your life? And that's not all. You also get dental, vision, and hearing aid benefits at significant discounts. Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220 and get started today.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615. Call now.
GenCare Neighborhood Medical Centers focuses exclusively on Medicare-eligible seniors and wants to see their patients each month, whether healthy or sick. Would you like all of your medical services from one provider, such as prescriptions, x-ray and imaging, acupuncture, specialist care, and diagnostics? GenCare takes care of this so you don't have to go from doctor to doctor. Courtesy transportation provided for those who qualify, so getting to your appointment is hassle-free. GenCare Neighborhood Medical Center, 5 convenient Chicagoland locations. Visit GenCareMed.com.
What?
I owe how much before my health insurance pays? Help!
Join the thousands who offset their deductibles, co-pays, and other fees with healthcare services that save you substantially on your out-of-pocket costs. Doctor consults, dental, vision, prescription drugs, lab testing, and much more. Why pay more out-of-pocket costs when you don't have to? Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220. That's controlmycare.info or 877-582-2220.
Susie Zawacki says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now, back to Aging Info Radio from the ControlMyCare.info studio.
We've been talking about hearing health with Dr. Dawn Heineman, and she is a doctor of audiology at Advanced Audiology Consultants in Oak Brook, Illinois. Her phone number is 630-930-1025, and her website is helpingyourhearing.com. I mean, there's so much, Dr. Dawn, but give us your words of wisdom for the day.
If I can tell you anything, it's that your brain can do exercises to stay young, and your ears play a huge part in that. So listening to talk radio, such as this show, is a good thing for you. Listening to audiobooks, music, like we said, is wonderful. If you think you have a hearing loss, first make sure you have it corrected. Then listen, 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 because your brain really enjoys listening. And so many people are trying to stave off conditions like dementia. And making certain that your ears are properly stimulating your brain is very important. If someone's already wearing hearing aids and they're not working, maybe they need a new prescription. Maybe their hearing has changed a little bit. But definitely try to keep your brain sharp by listening to this world.
Thank you so much, Dr. Dawn, for being my guest today.
You're so welcome. Thank you for having me, Sue.
All right. And if you're eligible for Social Security, you need to contact my safe money man, John O'Connor. Yes, he will teach you all that you need to know about becoming eligible and when to choose Social Security and why. And this is a huge decision that will impact your financial future for the rest of your life. John is doing 140 seminars in 2016 in the evening. Call John at 847-274-2681 and visit one of his seminars. He will educate you on all of this. And it is amazing what he teaches. And let's see, my Paws Pooch today from Paws Chicago, our favorite no-kill shelter, is a one-month-old male hound puppy named Levi. Already 41 pounds of love. This is going to be a big boy. But go to pawschicago.org or call 773-935-PAWS. And, of course, Levi is waiting with his paws crossed for you to come and give him his forever home. That's right, Daisy. That's Levi, and he wants his forever home. Let's see, Gen Care Neighborhood Medical Centers, they focus in on their patients. They take the time to get to know you as a person, providing extended time with the doctors and a friendly, knowledgeable staff. Gen Care has five convenient locations in the Chicagoland area in Oak Lawn, Glenwood, Ashburn, Berwyn, and Jeffrey Manor. To serve you better, go to gencare.com. And keep in mind, if you're a business in the aging, elder care, boomer, or senior industry, Aging Info Radio is a great marketing platform for your product or service. We go way above and beyond just advertising. Give us a call at 866-560-3965. Again, that's 866-560-3965. Our show from today was very educational. I hope you learned a lot from it. Eye health and hearing health encompasses, of course, all of our health. And our show will be up on podcast at aginginforadio.com. I am Susie Zawacki, your host. And until we meet again, this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
That was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Presented by ControlMyCare.info. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey, right here on AM 560, The Answer.
Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
Reject the notion that when people age, they're no longer active or productive. Embrace the revolutionary concept of senior living with Bright Oaks Group. A researched new approach to elder care, Bright Oaks differs from other senior communities. We believe all people possess potential no matter our age. As aging occurs, so do physical changes. But life remains dynamic and joyful, and we're encouraged to grow. At Bright Oaks, we celebrate each person each day. Visit brightoaksgroup.com to learn more.
It's news, opinion, insight. It's AM 560, The Answer. WIND, Chicago.